Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moya, Rav David Tzibin, Rav Yosef, as well as for Le'ili Nishmas, David Herman, Mordechai David, Ben Shmuel Chaim, and Le'ili Nishmas, Dr. Joe Rosenbaum, who's sitting Shiva. He's one of our Dafyom, his father, Nechemia, Ben Chana Esther, as well as his the yard site of Stephen Grossen's father, Aaron Rafael, Ben Yehuda Leib. Today's daf is daf Lamed Aleph. What a daf it is. We'll begin from the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. We begin from the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis. Bottom line. Tana Rabbanan Aravis Tana Braisa La'olam Yehe Adam Anvison Kehillel Va'al Yehe Kapton Kishamai. A person should be a humble person like Hillel and not so makbid, not a tough guy like Shammai. So, the Gro explains here that, now we already said you have to be an Anvison like Hillel. Why does it have to add not to be a captain like Shammai? Apparently, it's possible to be neither. In other words, even if your nature is not so you can be such an unav in the diagram of Hillel, at least don't be such a captain like Shammai. And he adds that even that Shammai himself was permissible for him to behave the way he did because he knew how to do it in the right measure, but most people don't know how to be a captain like Shammai. And we'll hear from these stories, although the stories seem to give you a little bit of a different impression than that. But okay, that's what the Gra says. Maise b'shnei b'nei Adam, the story happened, famous stories. Two people, Shehim Ruzezeh, they had a bet with each other. Amru, they said to each other, Kol mi sheyelech v'yaknin es Hillel yitra b'mei azuz. Whichever one of us could get Hillel angry will get 400 zuz from the other one. A bet. Amar echad mehem ani akniten. Okay, I'm going to get him angry. Osai yom erev Shabbos. It was a Friday afternoon. The Hillel chaf of his rosho. And Hillel was in the shower. Holach v'over al pesach beiso. The guy went past Hillel's house, the front of the house. Amar. He said in a demeaning language, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Is there a Hillel in this house? He screamed into the house while Hillel was taking the shower. Nisate v'yasal across the hill, put on his clothing, and he went out to greet him. Amalo b'nima ata mevakesh, he said, my son, what do you need? Amalo sheli eshe lishol, I have a question for you. Amalo, shal b'ni shal, ask the question. Why are the heads of the Babylonians oval and not round? Amalo b'ni shel gadol shalta, that's a very good question. That's a very good question, right? Whenever a kid asks a question in shiur, the first thing you say to him is, that's a very good question. No matter what he said, that's a very good question. That's what Hillel said. It's a very good question. Right away, it makes the kid feel like $1 million. The Rebbe said, I asked a good question. Shal b'ni shal. Mipnei mar, so, it's the shel gadol shalta. Mipnei she'en lahem chayos pikchos. Because the midwives are not so intelligent, and therefore the head comes out that way. Halach v'imtin sha achas, he waited another hour or a little while. V'chazav arami, and he came back to the house again. Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel. Is there a Jew named Hillel here? Nisatev yatzel, so Hillel got put on his robe again. Nisatev yatzel the cross, so he went out to greet him. Amalo, b'nim atam avakish, can I help you? Amalo, she'el yesh lish, amalo sha'al b'ni sha'al, ask me the question. B'nim my name shall Tamudayin, why are the eyes of the Tamudayim terutos? Why are they soft? Why are they like, worn out? Amalo b'ni she'el gadol sha'alta, that's a very good question. Mebeshe darn ben acholos, they live in the sand, and then the wind blows up the sand, it causes their eyes to be soft. Halach in the chach, as the guy waited another hour, chazav amar mikan hillel, mikan hillel, came back to the house, said, oh, is there a guy named Hillel here? Nisadei v'yatzel the crossel, the patient Hillel went out again to greet him. Amalo b'ni, ma tamavakish, amalo, Sheila Yeshli, I have a question for you. Amalo, Sha'al b'ni Sha'al, ask my entire kint, ask the question. B'ni, Sheila, so he said, Mipnei ma raglein shal afrikim rechavos. Why are the legs of the Africans thick and wide? Amalo b'ni, Sheila gadola Sha'alta, that's a very good question. Mipnei shadorn b'in bitzei hamayim, because they live in a swampland, so they need, Hashem made their feet wide, so they'll be able to tread in the swampland. Amalo. So the guy finally says to Hillel, Sheilas Harbi Yeshi Lishol. You should know I have many, many more questions to ask you. But I'm a little nervous. Maybe you're gonna get angry, like he was trying to egg him on. So Hillel, you know, sat patiently before him, wrapped in his talis, and he sat with Amalo. Ask me whatever you want to ask me. Ask me whatever you want to ask me. Amalo, Atu Hillel Konos Nisi Yisrael. Are you the Hillel that they refer to you as the prince of the Jewish people? Amalo, hey, that's me. Amalo. If you're really Hillel, there shouldn't be more like you in the Jewish people. What did I do? All I did was answer your questions. What do you tell me there shouldn't be more like me? Because you made me lose $400. Be careful what you say. The humility is more important than the 800 zuz. Why 800? The Mefarshim say because 400 that he could have made and 400 that he lost. It's 800. He had to, it was a double loss. It was a double turnaround. So he says the humility is more important than your 800 zuz. To learn humility is more important. Tanur Rabbanan. Famous Gemara. A non-Jew came from the Shammai. Amalo, kama Torahs yishlachem? How many Torahs do you guys have? Amalo, shtayim. Torah shebichsav and Torah shebaal peh. Amalo, shebichsav ani ma'amincha. Yeah, I got the shebichsav. I open up the Aron Kodesh. I see the Chumash. I got it. V'shebaal peh, ani ma'amincha. I don't believe you have a Torah shebaal peh. Gai reini amnash talamdein the Torah shebichsav. I want you to be megayer me on the condition that you only teach me Torah Shabbat. Garbo, Shammai got angry with him, Votziu ben Azifa. He sent him out of his room with a rebuke. Because you're not allowed to accept a ger if you accept even one, even if you won't accept even one word of Torah. That doesn't mean everybody has to do everything all the time, but there's a difference between slipping up and slipping through. In other words, everybody slips up. But if you mamish deny one mitzvah of the Torah, you're not allowed to convert a guy if he doesn't want to accept them. We accept everything. We don't always live up to everything. That's okay. That's human. Baal lefnei Hillel. So then he came to Hillel, and he asked him the same question. Gaire. Hillel was megayer him. Why? Because Hillel felt that with his softness and his sweetness, he could convince him to accept the rest of Torah. Yoy Makama, on the first day. Oh, what do you mean? But he was Kaisa. Rashi says that the guy was not kofar in Torah Shebaal Peh. He just didn't believe it. So Hillel felt I could convince him that in fact it's real. I don't see it. I don't feel it. I don't know where it is. So Hillel felt he could convince him. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Igros Moshe, Shehem and Osar Gosh, he believed it was Torah Shebaal Peh, but he didn't believe the words of Shammai and Hillel at Smamim Torah Shebaal Peh. He didn't believe that the words of Shammai and Hillel were part of Torah Shebaal Peh. And Hillel felt he can convince him of this, and that he can teach him the whole Torah. Okay. Fine. So Balafnei Hillel, so Hillel was Megayim. So Yom HaKam, the first day, Amalei taught him Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Lamachar, Apichlei. The next day, he said, oh, by the way, it doesn't go Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. It goes Tuf, Shin, Reish. He taught him it backwards. Amalei, V'ha'ed Malamet Lihachi. He said to him, well, what do you mean? You're wrong, Hillel. Yesterday you taught it this way. He says, you believe what I have to say. I see you believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. If you believed me yesterday, that means you believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. So you believed me what I said yesterday. All of a sudden, what I said yesterday, you believed. So you see, there's such a thing called Torah Shebaal Peh. You see that when someone tells you something, you believe it. So believe me also on the rest of Torah Shebaal Peh. Apparently, it was Matzliach. Shuv Meisim Benachriach Shebaal Fenei Shammai Omalo Gairin Amenash Telamdin Kolat Torah Kuluk Shani Omid Al Regel Achas. Another story happened that a guy came in front of Shammai. He said, teach me the entire Torah while I am standing on one foot. A machlokas that we've shown him here. Did this mean Mamish just teach it to me in a very short time? Or did he mean, teach me one principle, teach me one principle that the whole rest of the Torah stands on that one principle. Can you teach me, is there such a thing in Torah that I could teach you one idea, and that idea should be the root idea of all of Yiddishkeit? Machlokus, what he meant. D'chafo ba'amas ha'binyan. Shammai was holding a ruler. Amas ha'binyan is like a ruler that was one amma long that the builders used to use. Why Shammai was holding an amas ha'binyan, I don't know. I didn't get a chance to look it up. But he was holding an amas ha'binyan, shebiyado. He pushed him away with the stick. Pushed him away. Idiot. You can't teach the whole Torah based on one foot. There's a lot to learn. So I learn with this guy I'm in this Partners in Torah. I learn with this conservative OBGYN in Los Angeles already for more than three years. So before the Siyum HaShas, he says to me, we learn like Chumash, you know, for 3 years. I teach him about the parasha. He says, "What's this? I hear they're talking about making some party for finishing one page a day. Can we do that? Let's do that. Let's learn that together." I said, "Whoa, hold on a second. You know, you've been on how to read Hebrew yet. We can't, I don't know if we're going to learn Gemara so fast." But he says, "No, I want it." So I said, "Okay, we'll start learning Mishnah." So we started learning Mishnayos Brachos. So we learned about five Mishnayos in about 3 months. But we'll get there. We'll get there. Okay, here we go. You can't say no, but you got to try to get him into it. Okay, Shuv. So Shammai threw him away. Baal Lefnei Hillel. Gaire. So Hillel would convert him. Amar lo, da'aloch sani l'chavach lo savid. That which you would not want done to you, don't do to your friend. Two opinions in the Mefarshim. What this means. Either it means literally, bein adam l'chavero. V'haftal arech kamocha zeh klal godol batorah. Rabbi Kiva said klal godol batorah. Or l'chavrach here means the Ribbono Shlom. Whatever is not Hashem doesn't want you to do, you shouldn't do. Your chavercha is the Ribbono Shlom. Who says that pshat? Rashi. Chavercha kina l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu shnikra reah. Like it says in Mishlei, reacha v'reah vicha al tazov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is reah liYisrael. Hillel said, whatever Hashem doesn't want, don't do. That's Rashi. Others say no, it means mamish yechaver, because many, many, many mitzvahs have been done l'chaver, like zeila, gneva, niyuf. He said, don't do to your friend what you won't want done to you. I asked the Rosh Yosef, aren't most mitzvahs ben on lamakom? Not ben on l'chaver? So others talk about this as well. So Hillel taught him it. Shuv Maisa ben Achri Echad Shehaya over Achori Beis HaMedrash. Another story happened with another non-Jew who was walking past the Beis HaMedrash, Shama called Sofer, he heard a Rebbe teaching the kid about the big day kahuna. Omar, halalu lami. So he asked his friends, he asked the people around there, who's going to wear these big day kahuna? Amrulo, l'kohen gadol. Omar osa nachri ba'atzma, elech v'zgai b'shur sheyisimuni kohen gadol. Let me go convert, and maybe I'll get to be the kohen gadol. Ba'al lefnei shamai. Amalei gairein amanash t'simei the kohen gadol. Convert me on the condition that you'll make me the kohen gadol. Shammai pushed him away with the ruler that was in his hand. He came from Hillel. Gairei. Hillel was Megairim. Amalei, klom amid melech al mishia deb tachsis hamalchas. Listen, we'd love to make you the kohen gadol, but you got to know something about being kohen gadol. So let's learn a little bit about what it means to be kohen gadol. Lech lemo tachsis hamalchas. So halach. The ger went, v'kari, started reading the psukim about being a kohen gadol. Kevin shi'igia, v'hazora kari v'yumas. He got to the pasuk that if you're not a kohen and you come into the Beis HaMikdash, you die. Amalei, so he asked Hillel, mikra z'aminemra, who's this talking about? Amalei, afil David melech Yisrael. Even King David's not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash if he's not a kohen to do the avod, even King David can't. The Jewish people are called Bnei B'chor Yisrael, and yet Ksiv aleim v'azor akar of yumais, they're not allowed to walk in. Ger hakal shabom b'maklo v'tamilo. Alachas kama v'kama. I'm not going to be able to walk into the base of Migdosh. Bal lefnei Shammai. Amar lei klum roi ani b'os kan gadol. He said to Shammai, why'd you push me? Why didn't you just tell me that even if I convert, I'm not going to be able to be a kohen gadol? Bal ksiv v'tar v'azor akar of yumais. Bal lefnei Hillel. Amar lo anu son Hillel. Yonuchu l'cha brachos aroshcha. May blessings be on your head. Shehikraftani tachas kanfei ashchina. That you brought me to Yiddishkeit. Such a great thing that you brought me to Yiddishkeit. You didn't push me away. You didn't push me away despite the fact that you didn't push me away. You helped me learn the godless, the beauty of Yiddishkeit. Again, I was thinking of this question. I mean, aren't you supposed to try to push away Geirim? It sounds like Hillel didn't try to push him away at all. Like, aren't we supposed to not be interested in Geirim converting? So I thought of the Kasha, but I didn't have a chance to look it up. That's your homework. Everybody has homework here. That's your homework. Try to figure out, why was Hillel so nice? I thought you were supposed to push them away a little bit. The Gemara says, in Gittin, I think, or Yuvama somewhere, Kashim Geirim Kisapachas L'Yisrael. Kiddushin, the fourth parak of Kiddushin. Kashim Geirim Kisapachas. Okay. L'yamim, in a few days after this, Nizdavgu Shlashdan, all these three converts that Shammai pushed away and Hillel took, L'makamecha, they all came to one place, Amru, and they all said to each other, upon sharing the stories, they all realized the similar story happened to all of them. Kaptenuso shel Shammai biksha l'tardenu min ha'olam. The fact that Shammai was such a captain almost denied us olam haba. An v'sanuso, but the patience and the humility shel Hillel kervanu tachas kanfei ashchina is what brought us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable. Amar Yish Lakish. May dechsev v'haya emunah sitecha chosin yishuos Chachmas Vadas, Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Six things that the Navi Yeshayahu refers to. So it either means the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, or it means the six questions they're going to ask you when you get up to the Olam HaEmes. Whoa. Heavy thoughts from quarantine. Here we go. Again, Amar Yish Lakish. May dechsev v'haya emunah sitecha chosin yishuos chachma v'das. Yiras Hashem hi otzara. It's very important. The end of the pasuk is Yiras Hashem hi otzara. Very, very important pasuk in Yeshayahu. Says Reish Lakish. The beginning of this pasuk is Merame is about the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Emunas ze seder zroim. Tupshatim. Either the farmer has emuna when he plants his plantings, or that's Taisus. See one line Taisus here. Emunas. Zeh Seder Zorah. Mefarish B'Yushalmi. Shemamin B'cheha Elamin V'Zoreah. That Emuna shows the Emuna. That's why I always thought the Pshat was. But apparently Rashi says different Pshat. Rashi says that we trust you that you're going to take Trumas and Maestras. It's a big Emuna. That, you know, I come to your house to eat. I trust you that you took. So the whole Trumas and Maestras is based on Emuna, that we trust you. Like, Bezdin doesn't go around checking on who bought from Gourmet Glad and who bought from the other place. We don't check. It's Emuna. The whole idea of Zeroyim is all about the Trumas and Maisis. The whole idea is that we trust you. Itecha, okay, that's an easy one. Ace Lassos, right? Ace Lehov, Ace Lisno, Ace means time. Itecha, that's Seder Moed. That's the holy times. Like, we're about to have a holy times. So that's an easy one. Chosen apparently means progeny. Zeh Seder Nashim. Children. Progeny. Kids. That comes from women. So that's why Chosen means Seder Nashim. It's a language of Yorshim, inheritors. Yeshuos. Zeh Seder Nezikin. Okay. You have Seder Nezikin saves people from damage, right? It saves you. So it saves you from harm. It saves you from injury. That's why Yeshuos is Seder Nezikin. Saves you from losing your money. And here we get a little more tricky. Chachmas ze Seder Kachim. What's the Gevaldika Chachma and Seder Kachim? Why is Seder Kachim called Chachma? So the Chafetz Chaim wrote many Svarim on Kachim. People don't know this about the Chafetz Chaim. He's a Kohen. And he was looking forward to that time that he would get to serve in Beis HaMikdash. He wrote a lot of Svarim on Kudshim. So he wrote a sefer called Asifa Zakenim on Kudshim. And in the introduction, he writes as follows. He says, why does the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos refer to, quote the pasuk and refer to Seder Kudshim as Chachma? Because it has a lot of Chachma more than the other Siddur. Even though the Gemara says, Harotze sheyachkim yasuk bedine mamonis, so I would think that Nezikin has the Chachma. Dine mamonis sharpens the mind in terms of like Bein Adam l'Chaveiro in Yodim. However, and it's good to sharpen your mind. Right? Apparently, if you study Gemara, you're going to do well on the LSATs. That's what they say. You're going to do well on the LSATs if you study Gemara. Because it trains the mind. It sharpens the mind. I once heard that from a Harvard Law School professor. He said, all the people who study Talmud, they do very well on the LSATs. They're very good. However, if you want to understand Hashem's wisdom, that's Kudshim. So, wisdom on this world, good for law school, that's Nezikin. That's Herotze Sheyachkim. But the Chachmas Hashem, you get more from Kudshim. Hilchus Kudshim, Yikar Mbanei, Al Mikros, Va'alachos, Merubos, V'Gidri HaChachmam. Those are uniquely Torah ideas. You see, Nezikin is ideas that we share with the whole world. The whole world believes in Nezikin. Everybody has tort law and damages, and that's the Chachma of the world. But the Chafetz Chaim writes that the special Chachma of Chachmas Hashem, that's Sefer Vayikra, that's Kudshim. That's a Chachma Elyona, Lamala Me Chachma Enoshis. Okay, at least I sold you on Napshat. It's not me selling you, it's the Chafetz Chaim, Lamaisa. You bought it because I told you the Chafetz Chaim said it. But this is even harder. Das Zes Seder Taharos. Now you got me. Das is Seder Taharos. What's the pshat in that? Why is Das Seder Taharos? It's even a dagger. Rashi says that's even a greater dagger than Chachma. Das Adif Mi Chachma, says the Marsha. So he should have said Chachma is Taharos and Das is Kudshim. I thought Kudshim is even higher than Taharos. Tahar Revila De Kedusha, like it says by the Brisa and Avodah Zarah, Kedusha is the higher Madrega than Taharim. Kamakum Shini Resh Lagash Ke Lasadis through Ashaso, Apisader Ashas. Kudshim is before Taharos. Yeah, Alev, so Achronim try to figure out why is Taharos more Das. I don't know. I don't really have a good shot. If somebody else has a good shot, let me know. 5 out of 6, I think I was able to explain, but Das, Zeh Seder Taharos, maybe because that completes the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. It's the last one, so it gives you all the Das. You put them all together. I don't know. Das is Milashin Chibur, right? You have to attach something. You put them all together. Finally, you have Das. I'm not sure. Vafilu Hachi, even if you learned all Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, without Yirah Shemayim, all of your knowledge is worthless. That's the end of the Pasuk. Yiras Hashem Hi Otsar. What's the Pasuk? All of Shisha Sidrei Mishnah is meaningless if you don't have Yiras Shemayim. Yiras Hashem Hi Otsaro. That's what the Gemara says. Yiras Hashem Hi Otsaro. All of this, what's more chashiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu than knowing all of Shas, is to be a Yirei Shemayim. Omar Rava. Rabbi Meir Tversky said that when the whole world is gripped in pachad, so the goal is to transfer that pachad to Yirah Shemayim. That's the whole goal. To realize that the pachad in the world only comes from the Rabbonu Shlom. That's the true pachad. All the other pachad is like Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think they asked him, he said, are you scared of the Russians, are you scared of this? I'm only scared of Ne'ilah. That's what I'm scared of, he said. I'm not scared of all the other things in the world. I'm only scared of Ne'ilah. That I'm scared. I'm scared of the Yom Adin. That's the only pachad we're really supposed to have. Everything else, you do your ishtadlus, obviously you're supposed to do, but pachad, that's supposed to be translated only for the Rabbanu Shlom. As we're going to see in a minute. Yiras Hashem Hi Otsaro. Omar Rava. B'shar Shemachnisim Adam Ledin. So Rava had a different pshat than Rish Lakish. La'asad Lavo, after 120 years, we're all going to face a judgment. Omrim Lo, they're going to ask you 6 questions when you get up to the Ayil Ma'emes. Number 1. Nasasa v'nasata be'emuna, were you honest in your business dealings? Wow. Number one, were you honest with people? Could people trust your word that your word was golden? That's the first question they're going to ask you after 120 years. Kavata. The second question is, Kavata itim la Torah. Did you establish set times? Because if you don't have a set time for learning, it ain't going to happen. If you don't have a set time. Asakta b'piriyah v'rivya. Did you have children and raise children? Number four, tzipisa l'Yeshua. Did you look forward to Mashiach? Did you believe in the fact that there's going to be a Mashiach? Did you try to do whatever you could? Did you try to do whatever you could to bring Mashiach closer? Number five, pilpalta b'chachma. Did you engage deeply? Meaning, all the effort that you put in clearing and analyzing this thing and that thing, and thing, did you put all those energies in Torah, or did you just, you know, clear and chaker chakiris of nothing, like just you know, about the Yankees, like, you know, who's going to win the Cy Young Award this year? Who's going to win? Who, and you have lumdus back and forth. Who, and he's better. Yeah, no, that one's better. Pilpalta, did you use your karchas or pilpul? Did you use that in Torah, or did you use it for Mila de Alma? I'm not saying you can't watch a baby. I'm not saying you can't follow sports a little bit, but pilpul, where's your pilpalta? Where's your energy? How much energy you put in? Okay, you need a diversion. Okay, that's fine. You need to take a break. But like, is that where you're putting all your karchas and all your analysis, all your pilpulim? Listen, it's not me that said the pshat. I think Rashi says that, right? No, the Marsha writes, "Shelo yufalpil pimple shel hevel el tiach havanas lefalpil b'seichel v'chachma." Okay, not stam pilpulim. That. Okay, maybe even there is chachma there. Okay, maybe not. Okay, b'palta b'chachma, hevanta davar mitoch davar das. Were you able to be? Oh, by the way, all these four connect to the other, all these six connect to the other six, right? They connect to the other six. So, right, because he's a chokhmah and then das. Hevanta davar mitoch davar. Were you maven davar mitoch davar? V'afilo hachi, even if you did all these things, e yiras Hashem hi otzaro. If in all six of these things you don't have yiras Shemayim in, ilolo. If you have yiras Shemayim, it works. All the other answers you're going to give, even if you answered correctly all the other questions, it's worthless if you don't have Yiras Shemayim. Mashal Adam Shamal Shlucha Halei Kochitin La'aliyah. It's like a mashal person to a shliach. Here, take this basket of wheat up to my attic to watch them. Holach Ve'elo. Omalo, Erafta Libahen Kav Chomton. Did you place a little piece of dirt to like keep it fresh? Amalo Lav, I didn't do it. Amalo. So mutavim loha lisa. So it was worthless to go put it up there because it's all going to spoil. If you don't have the piece of dirt covered in dirt to keep it fresh, so it's not going to do anything. And that's the same thing as the yira shamayim that's meant to keep fresh all the other six midos, all the other six midos without yira shamayim. Tandrei b'shmol ma'ariv adam kavchom to mekor shel tuva v'nechoshesh. Right? If I ask to buy a core of tuva, if you have a little bit of chomton in there to keep it fresh, that's not considered stealing because you need it in there to keep it fresh. That's understood that you're going to place a little bit of chomton in the kor shel chitin. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, kol adam sheish bo Torah, any person that has Torah, ve'ein bo yira shamayim, if a person has Torah but he doesn't have yira shamayim, doma legizbo shemashal maftechos hapnimios, it's like you have the keys to the inner chamber, hu maftechos hachitzonos lo masulo, but they didn't give you the keys to the outer chamber, the high aisle. How are you going to get in there? You know, it's worthless to have the keys to the inner chamber if you don't have the keys to the outer chamber. He says, Torah is the goal of everything, but Yerushalayim is the keys to get it. You're not going to really get Torah if you don't have Yerushalayim. Torah is a skarvus Lashem. Oraisa v'kitchibrichu chadu. Studying Torah, that's the way you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you don't have Yerushalayim, you're not going to learn Torah the right way. You're not going to learn with the proper humility. You're not going to get the right shot. You're not going to put the right amount of effort into it. You're never going to get there. You're never going to get to really understand your learning if you don't have Yiras Shamayim. You're not going to learn with the goal of getting to the Nosei Natorah, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute. Machruz Rabbi Yanai, Chaval al delesle darta v'tar l'darta ovid. Chaval on someone who does not have a chotzer, but he makes the opening to the chotzer. He has a doorway, but he doesn't have a chatzar. Again, this is sort of the opposite. So the Mepharshim say here that Torah both gets you into Yerushalayim, and then it also is the goal of Yerushalayim. So you have to learn a little bit first at the beginning to get a little bit of a taste and a feel, and then you'll get Yerushalayim, and that'll help you continue further, because the Gemara seems to imply first that Torah gets you to... The first Gemara said Yerushalayim gets you to Torah. The second Gemara seems to say Torah gets you to Yerushalayim. So it goes in both ways. It goes in both ways. The Chasam Sofer writes about this in the name of the Achronim. They said, what do you mean? It's a contradiction between the two Mamers. The first Mamer said the Torah is the inner chamber and Yerushalayim are the keys to get you into the inner chamber. And here it says the Torah is the gate to Yerushalayim. So the Chasam Sofer writes, it's not a kash. There's two different types of Yerushalayim. Yeshna Yira Pnimis, Shemash Musa Devekas Bashem, Vizu Ba Ayyadei Limada Torah. There's one Yerushalayim that comes through Limada Torah. Yeshna Yira Chitzonis, Hakodemis La Torah, Misha Ainlo is a Yira Chitzonis, Lo Yuchal Gam Lahasegas HaTorah, Mishum Shlo Yizgalo Rose Torah, Umme Lo Yagili De Yira Pnimis. Okay, the Chasim Sofer says there's like a first step, right? The main Yira ain't Chachma. But then, when you really learn, you come to a real different level of Yerushalayim. Okay.
Parallels the Yerushalayim's by Shabbos Mevarchim, by Rassi.
Ah, beautiful. Right. Chaim Sheyesh Bahen Yerushalayim. Right? There's one Yerushalayim before. What do they say? What do they say, the Pshat there? That's before you had the money. Right, first you say Chaim Sheish Mi Yerushalayim, then you say Chaim Shel Osher V'Chavod. Once you have Osher V'Chavod, you need weiter more Yerushalayim. Chaim Sheish Mi Yerushalayim. Once you have Osher V'Chavod, you need a double dose. That's what they say Al Derech Tzachus. Yeah. Okay. Some of us don't have to worry about that one. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yehuda, Lo Bar Kadosh Baruch Hu Salama El Kadesh Yirum Lufanav. The whole goal of the world is Yerushalayim. Why did Hashem create the world? So that we should all have Yerushalayim. What the whole goal? That's maybe a positive. What's going on over here? The way the Ribbono Shel Olam just took down the whole world. It's like, Mom, if you think about it, the Ribbono Shel Olam took down the whole world with something you can't even see. You can't even see something that is not even seeable to the human eye. Took down the whole world. Shut down the whole world. The whole world, the whole goal of the world is Yerushalayim. V'hayelo kim asa she'yirum ilfanav. The whole goal of the world is that people should have Yerushalayim. Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Lazar were sitting together. Cholif v'ozil Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha went, Amalei chad l'chavrei, neiku mikamei. Let's stand up before him. Degvar dochil chatarnu, because he is a yirei chet. He has Yerushalayim, he's a Yiras Chet. Amar la'idach, neku mikamei degvar bar uryanu. No, we should stand up for him because he's a big Talmud Chacham. Amar la'i, aminu lachano degvar dachel chatoinu v'amet lohu bar uryanu. I said you should stand up for him because he's a tzaddik, he's a Yerushalayim, a Yirei Chet. And you're telling me because he's a Talmud Chacham? It's much more valuable to be a Yirei Chet than to be a Talmud Chacham. Don't take away from his greatness by calling him a Talmud Chacham. The fact that he's a tzaddik and a yirei chet, that's more valuable. Tistayim d'abalezu d'amar d'gvar d'ach ha'chatoinu. I'll prove to you that Rabbi Elazar is the one who says that Yerushalayim is greater than Torah. D'amar Rabbi Yochanan from Rabbi Elazar in lo kadosh baruch hu b'loma el Yerushalayim b'lvad. Hashem only has in this world Yerushalayim. Shnei Rav Ata Yisrael. Ma Hashem l'chel shoymach. What's all that Hashem is asking you for? Pasuk and Parshas Ekev Kiyim Liyira. All I want is Yerushalayim. Yeah, there's a few other things in that pasuk also. L'yira es Hashem, l'leches b'chol derachav, l'ava oso, l'ava es Hashem l'kecha. Right, so the Mesillas Yesharim says the whole Torah is this one pasuk. Yes, I always tell Tamidim, Hashem doesn't want so much, he just wants five things. One pasuk. All you have to do is be mekayim one pasuk. So, okay, let's learn the pasuk together. What does it say in the pasuk? Yira es Hashem, ava es Hashem, midos tovas, that's l'leches b'chol derachav. Midos, and then and lishma, la'avdo b'chol levavchem. You have to do everything lishma, and then the fifth thing is all Tariag mitzvahs. Lishma is called mitzvahs Hashem. Yeah, yeah, that's the rest of it. Yeah, that's the trick. Yeah, that's just one pasuk you have to keep. One pasuk. Yeah, the problem is that everything is in the one pasuk. Okay. Uksiv and Eov, it says, in Eov, Vayomer l'adam, Hein yiras Hashem hi chachma. And the Gemara says, unbelievable. Shekin b'lashon Yevani in Greek, Koren la'achas Hein, testayim. Wow. In Greek, Hein means one. Hein yiras Hashem hi chachma. Yiras Hashem is the only chachma. Listen to this pshat from Rav Kook. Listen to this pshat. This is in the Hakdamah in the Seals of Sharm. Hein yiras Hashem. What does it mean that yiras Hashem is the only chachma? What do you mean? Chachma b'goyim tamin also? Math is a chachma, science is a chachma, all this is a chachma. What do you mean, hein yiras Hashem? So Rav Kook says, unbelievable. He says, every other discipline in the world, Einstein spent years discovering the theory of relativity. He can tell you it over to me in one formula, E equals MC squared. He spent years doing it. He can tell it over to you what he spent years doing, even in a few minutes. It may be a difficult thesis. I spent hours on difficult thesis. I could explain it to you in 2 minutes. Said Rav Kook, there's only one discipline in the world that all the avoda that I put on, I can't give it over to you. That's Yiras Shamayim. That's Yiras Shamayim. All the avoda that I did, I can't just give you over Yiras Shamayim. If I work for a year on Yiras Shamayim, I can't give it over to you in an hour, whatever I accomplished. You got to do it on your own. The same work that I did, you got to do. So said Rav Kook. Hein Yiras Hashem hi chachma. The only true chachma in the world is Yiras Shamayim, because I can't just give it over to you in 5 minutes. I can't give it over to you. It's only wisdom in the world. That's what he said the pasuk means. Hein Yiras Hashem hi chachma. All right, let's continue. Darash Rav Ula, my dechsiv al tirsha harbe. Don't be very wicked and don't be very foolish. Pasukim Kohelis. Harbe hu dulo lirsha hamat lirsha. You can't be very wicked, but it's okay to be a little wicked. Ella, misha achal shem v'recho nodev. If you're being bad and if you ate garlic and your breath smells, yachsav yachal shem achav yehi v'recho nodev, you're going to eat more garlic and have your breath smell more, meaning, if you did a little bad, don't say, okay, once I'm bad already, let me go all the way. No, that's what it means. Don't be Rasha Harbi. Even if you did a little wicked, to stop yourself after a little bit. Darash Rava Barav Ulam. May dechsev ki ein chartzubos lamosam ubari ulam. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, lo dayin l'sharim she'enen charedin va'atsevin chartzubos. It's bad enough that the Risharim are not worried about miyom ha'misa, the day of death. They're not worried to sin. They're not worried about they're going to be reckoned on the day of death. El shalibam barilam kulam. They're mamish to walk around this world so confident, like a big wedding hall. V'hemadam rabba ma'idich siv. It's a play on those words. Chartzuvos lamosam ubari ulam. They're walking around like an ulam, like a big. They're so confident. V'hemadam rabba ma'idich siv zed darkam kesel lamo. Right, it's going on the pasuk before. Yodim rishayim shed darkam lamisa. The Risharim know that they're going to be death. V'yishlam chelav al kislam, they have fat on their hearts, on top of their kloyos, I'm calling kidneys. The kidneys will give you eitzah, but they have fat covering their kidneys. They don't listen to the eitzah. Shema tomar shchucha hi mehem. Maybe you tell me they don't even know about the Yom HaMisa. Tamar lomar v'achrayhem b'fiyam yirtzisel. No, they know they're going to die. They know they're going to die, but they just don't listen to that voice inside them saying, you're going to have to pay for this one day. Okay, back in the Mishnah. K'chos al ha-shemen, k'chos al ha-ner, k'chos al ha-psila. Now, we said Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yehuda, holds Malacha Shein Atzrikul Gufa is Chayav. What about Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi commands Sphere. Who does he hold like? Ik Rabbi Yehuda Sphere. If he holds like Malacha Shein Atzrikul Gufa is Chayav, I feel Bahanach, even if it's k'chos al ha-ner, k'chos al ha-shemen, Nami L'chayav, he should have said Chayav. Ik Rabbi Shimon Sphere, if he holds Malacha Shein Atzrikul Gufa Potter, Psila namili pater, even if it's chasa la psila, it should also be pater. Because you don't actually want the kibbutz, you just want the wick. Amar ula la'olam k'Rabbi Yehuda s'filah. No, really, Rabbi Yossi holds m'lach shen tzrich gufa s'chayev. Because of Rabbi Yossi, so sa'amanav almanas lilos m'komo. If you knock down a building to build it back in its place, have a so, that's the malacha. Almanas lilos shalobu m'komo, but if it's to build it in a different place, lo have a so-ser. It's not considered so. The Mefarshim ask, wait a minute, but the Mishkan was knocked down to build in a different place. Yeah, but that's considered its place. Since the Rabbanu Shlom told him where to build it, that's considered its place. Amalei Rabbi, Michti, Kom Alachas Yafin Lo Mi Mishkan. Well, I'm sorry, the Gemara asked that question. V'hasim Sosam Anas Livnos Shalom Komo Amalei, Shani Hasim Kednos Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Kisosam Anas Livnos from Komo Dami. Since it says Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, the place that they were going to rebuild it, that's Al Pi Hashem, that's considered to be its correct makom. Rabbi Yochanan Amar La'olam K'Rabbi Shimon Sfirli. Really, Rabbi Yossi holds Melach Shein Tzrich Gufa is Pater Avalasar, Umaishna Psila Shemachayev. So why, if his intention is to save the wick, is he chayev? Kedam Rav Nuna Vitema, Rav Adam Rava, Hacha B'Psila Shetzarach Lehava Vaskin. We're talking about a wick that needs to be charred. You need to char it in order to get it to light. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree that you're chayev. That's called srich lagufa, to come masakin mana, because you are fixing it. You're fixing the wick by charring its tip. You're making it usable. That's masakin mana. That's makeba patish. That's a malacha dairaisa, and therefore it's a malacha srich lagufa. Amar Rava dekanami diktani shu osa pecham velo diktani mipnei nases pecham. No, you're making the pecham. Not it became a pecham. It became a coal. You're making it. That's your kavani. Your kavani is to fix it off to make the pecham. Shma mina. So we see from here that that's taka the halacha that it would be chayev that we're talking about a psila that wasn't yet lit and now you're making it usable by charring the head. So that's mamish a malacha d'oraisa. It's a malacha atzricha l'guva because you mamish want that coal. That's the makam b'patish. It's misakin mana. And that's why you're chayev. Gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day, a healthy day, a safe day. Thank you very much for joining.
Thank you, Rabbi.